My name is Mike Rowe, and this is my crew. Huh? These guys are excellent at what they do. Each and every one of them could be back in Hollywood right now doing what he was trained to do, making movies, making money, making a name for himself in this crazy industry. Instead, they've spent the last 5 years with me on their bellies, crawling through an endless river of crap. Why? I couldn't tell you. I'm just glad they did. I can tell you, though, that for the first time in 5 years, Dirty Jobs has a hiatus. It's true. For the next 3 months, we're off. We got nothing to do. That means my boys need work. What will become of them? Gentlemen, get ready to get a real job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
Hardworking men and women who earn an honest living.
Yeah. Oh.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Sorry.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs. On this special episode, we celebrate the unique talents of the soon-to-be unemployed Dirty Jobs crew, like Doug's sure-footedness, Troy's gift for choosing camera angles, assistant cameraman Ryan's chemical-free camera care, behind-the-scenes camera guy Dan, and his reputation for really diving into his work.
Dude, you just fell in the Arctic Ocean. What are you doing?
The multitasking ability of Chris Jones, the sound man. Dave Barsky's eagle-eyed production oversight. And me.
What is it? The tanks are not clean, too clean.
My work speaks for itself.
Regardless of your color preference, ground or brain, brown. Oh, God. A couple of years ago, the crew and I came to Mackinac Island to pick up horse poop. It's an important job, but I'll tell you something. While we were here, we had a blast. So I thought it might be fun to come back and see what's new in the land where time stands still. The answer? Absolutely nothing. There is nothing new in Mackinac.
The ferries still come and go, the bicycles still cruise around the island, and the horses still go clippity-clop everywhere, leaving their steaming mounds of poo along the tree-lined streets. Because I'm feeling a real obligation to help my guys find work, and since we all left it here the first time, I thought I'd pull some strings with my contacts in Mackinac, see if I couldn't find me and the boys some temporary jobs perfectly suited to their skill sets, just to keep the money coming in through the time off. First stop, the Mission Point Resort.
Y'all know Doug, right? Doug is our lead cameraman on Dirty Jobs, but he's so much more than that. Doug's a character out of a Greek tragedy. You see, Doug is a photographer and an artist, and he's been trained in how to make the world look as beautiful as possible, and he knows just how to do it. Lighting. Lighting is the key to great-looking TV and great-looking film. The problem is, Doug works with a guy who doesn't really care what he looks like on TV, and he's the lighting director of a show called Dirty Jobs, which begs the question. Questions like, does anybody on the face of the earth really care what the hiney hole of a turkey actually looks like when it's perfectly lit?
Doug was not entirely satisfied with the look he was getting of the turkey's genitals. So to cool things down, he's destroying a piece of very expensive gel.
Because we don't have a gaffer on this shoot.
Yeah, Doug's been with us for 3 years now. And he's still under the impression that we have an electrical department, that he is a director of photography, not a cameraman. No, he's a DP. Doug is now testing to see if it's too hot, hot enough, or just right for his professional eye.
So at home, you can see that you cannot see this. I need one more.
I swear, if Barsky hadn't said action, Doug would still be lighting that turkey's butthole. It's a fact. In 5 years, I've not once seen Doug Glover completely satisfied with the lighting in a given scene. Well, perhaps his luck is about to change, because for the next few months, Doug Glover will be the lighting director here at the Mission Point Resort's soundstage. And this is the real deal. Hollywood in Mackinac. Doug is going to have access to all the fancy equipment his heart desires, and he'll have all the time he needs to finally light something truly beautiful. Just don't tell him it's for a banquet. Is this thing on?
This is the DJ SDP, the Dirty Job Slow Down phenomenon. People always ask me, why does it take so long? This is why. Everything has to stop. Doug's got to waterproof all the gear. We got to get in our diving suits. That's your Doug Glover over there. He saw a machine out of the corner of his eye, and rather than shoot the show immediately, had to set a few hours aside to screw a camera to it to get another one of those shots you'll never see. Doug, what the hell? Really? This is what happens when you have time?
We have no time.
Oh, my God.
I need to put the zoom control on for this.
What's involved with this zoom control?
Just about 30 seconds of
30 seconds.
Cables. Maybe 40 now. You got to teach Ryan how to undo some Velcro.
It's been an hour. It's been an hour. That's what we do.
Not ready?
Yeah, we are. I know you got to go. We're so close. Hey,
no,
Doug.
We're ready. Yeah.
Are we close?
Yeah. Now, Doug says about there, what is that, 5 or 10?
Usually 20.
Right.
No, about there is 20. I'm ready is only about 10.
Right.
I'm good to go is 5.
Right. And action is like another 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. 2.6 minutes.
Waiting for Doug to light a scene can drive any sane person to the brink of desperation.
Doug,
yeah.
Until you say go, action, I'm going to keep turning this.
Okay.
He's actually going to let me do it. Oh, jeez, Doug.
When you're constantly being rushed, accidents happen. That's just science. Unfortunately, over the years, all that rushing around has given Doug a serious case of the dropsies.
What's that?
That looks like a $400 polarizer.
Oh, that one may have cracked a little.
All right, look. Falling on ice? Completely understandable. An open field? Okay, with a log or two here and there.
I hope you had the camera on.
Oh. Are you kidding me, Doug? For the biggest quads.
That probably did something important.
Okay?
Yeah, you really did open up a whole new level of accessibility.
You want to test the camera?
Like for its ability to bounce? I'd say it's pretty good. Doug's being super, super careful with the cameras now. He's been destroying stuff, so now he's taking extra precautions.
Especially after that last fall on ice, Doug's really learned his lesson about slippery surfaces.
Oh,
like a cat.
What are you thinking?
This is our show. What do you think? I think it's going to be great.
What non-technical people don't understand is that it's actually safer for a cameraman to walk backwards than forwards. Unless you're Doug. Here's a question. Is it possible to fall if you're already on the ground? Just ask Doug.
Doug, you may be sitting on my safety eyewear. It's the plastic device embedded in your body. There you go. Good, that's it. Drive it into your lower GI tract. Huh?
But don't sell Doug short. He's also learned how to destroy equipment without falling.
Doug's earned his money. Destroyed another camera. That's mud on the lens. At least I hope it's mud. Yeah, we broke another one. Yeah, we're fired.
Like the little kid who destroys his parents' house with a chemistry set, I think Doug's finally made peace with his evil inner child.
I'm setting up a little cheap standard F lift the camera to get destroyed in the blast.
What happened to you, man? Now it's all about wrecking our gear?
Yeah.
When do you want... Doug has put the camera under a piece of wood with rocks on it, and this is where we've got all the dynamite about 40 feet down in a hole. This is a camera, and this is the last time you will ever see me on this camera. Ever.
3, 2, 1, fire.
Well, you happy?
I'm really happy now.
I can tell by the expression of unbridled joy on your face. This is happy for Doug. Look, you got to be thrilled. It's all yours, man. You're the keeper of the lights. You got 3 months. You're going to be overseeing, weddings and speeches, banquets, anniversaries, high school graduations.
High school proms.
Well, finally, a smile lightens his otherwise dour countenance. Going to be the best lit events in the history of Mackinac.
I love it. No director, no boss, no talent.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Excitement. Doug is a tortured soul. There's no getting around it. But if you think he's bad, wait till you meet the kid who works for him. Want to dance?
Can I lead?
coming up. Ryan screws up and really ticks Doug off. Then, take a peek through Dan's uncensored voyeuristic camera.
Dan's shooting me, watching Dave shooting a reindeer crap. The guy will shoot anything.
Side of a barn?
Exactly. Somebody walks out, screws up the shot, watch him.
An assistant cameraman. That's his boy.
Look at that. We're 60 yards away, but you can almost see him weeping.
Once upon a time, Dirty Jobs was a simple little show. It still is, really, but in the beginning, I had a crew of four. Today, I got a crew of eight. That's Ryan Walsh back there. Ryan is the assistant cameraman on Dirty Jobs. He basically works for Doug. For the next couple of months, while we're down, we hooked Ryan up with a gig here in the kitchen at the Grand Hotel. He'll be hunched over a steaming stainless steel sink for the next, I don't know how many weeks, up to his elbows in uneaten food. How's it going, Ryan?
Good, Mike.
Ryan is happy and enthused today because in a relative world, he just got a promotion.
Some guys are leg men. Ryan, he's a lens man. Blowing, spritzing, wiping, changing filters, ironically getting dirt off our lenses so we can give you a clear view of more dirt. Besides the obvious benefit of working in the exciting world of television, the great thing about Ryan's job is that he gets to travel to exotic locations like Arkansas's beautiful Black River, breathtaking Alaska, and even a once-in-a-lifetime trip to the Canadian border. Is all the abuse worth the chance to become a consummate professional? You bet it is.
There is another position on the crew that didn't exist a couple of years ago that's worth talking about. And unlike Ryan's, Dan Eggeman has a plum job. Dan is a Dirty Jobs cameraman in the sense that he's a man and we gave him a camera. But his job isn't to shoot the show. Dan's job is to shoot the show being shot.
Well, it's a little behind the scenes on the behind the scenes. This is Dan shooting the behind the scenes. Me shooting Dan. So really, it's, you know, behind the scene.
We need someone to shoot us.
That's right. Corey, could you shoot us doing a behind the scene?
Hey, we're ready, guys.
Oh, so you want to do the scene?
Oh, damn, it's behind the scenes camera. You think we'll ever use this footage? No. What a shame.
Dan shooting me, watching Dave shooting a reindeer crap. It's got to kill you to go home and see the show air and realize that your footage is never, ever used. It's got to kill you.
A lot of guys would kill to bump up to Dan's plum spot. But in the dog-eat-dog world of television, that may only happen if something unfortunate were to happen to Dan.
Both me and Ryan would like, you know, to bump up a slot, and with you dying, that would happen.
How do you think Doug got where he's at today?
Nothing in recent memory made vicious, promotion-eager crew members salivate more than what came to be known as Dan's Greenland Shark incident.
I'm no expert, but that looks like a big old crack in the ice here. How high is the...
Oh, my God, Dan just fell in.
Whoa!
Hey!
Jeez. You all right?
Yeah.
Dude, you just fell in the Arctic Ocean. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Whoa! Let's stand here just to drive point home. If you have the opportunity to fall into the Arctic Ocean, don't do that.
How do you find the right job for a guy like Dan? Well, you start by finding an environment that he's familiar with. And I would say the freezer and the Grand Hotel qualifies. How's it going, Danny?
It's going all right.
Yeah? Have you thawed out since your dip?
I don't think so, no.
You feel comfortable with what you're going to be doing for the next few months, stacking boxes here in a little slice of hell?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Our Greenland shark adventure really was about Greenland, but it wasn't about sharks or adventure. In the end, it was just about a bunch of guys trying not to freeze to death. Ultimately, we succeeded. Something to do with body warmth.
It's cold.
Very, very cold.
Oh, really cold.
Where'd that hand warmer go?
I can't feel my hands.
Oh, we have to hand warmer.
It's less than 0 degrees in this tent. I mean, way under 0 Fahrenheit, no doubt about it. Yeah, well, look, this is the morning after.
God, I can't feel my nose.
Yeah.
Still there?
No.
All right.
I look old.
You look upside down.
You look destroyed. Troy looks like every president I've ever seen after his first term.
If it wasn't for the bottomless pot of lukewarm coffee, Northern Canada would have been a miserable experience.
Well, we finally made it back from Greenland. Why? Teamwork. We look out for each other. We always have each other's back, and we never leave a man behind. When we come back, Chris Jones is more than just our audio guy. He's a guy with the hairiest arms I've ever seen. And with this new job on the island, I think you'll agree, Chris has finally got it made.
Coming up.
Drive him right out of his mind.
Jones gets ticked off and disappears into the center of the earth. And later.
My name's Dave Borsky.
Dave takes a crash course in hosting a show.
I don't think that's really necessary. I was told everybody was putting these things on.
Now, you might assume that a guy who's willing to slip into an adult diaper and walk around in public is looking for attention, but that's not the case with Chris Jones. He doesn't much care what stuff looks like. He's too busy focused on what things sound like. That's why Chris Jones will be spending the next couple of months here at the Mission Point Resort, dressed up like all the other housekeepers, making sure that everything looks just so. All right, let's bring on our audio guy here because I can hear him about to go up in flames. See your mask here? It touches the audio? He's right on the verge of hanging himself. Am I okay with it?
Uh-huh.
Does this cause any problems at all?
Not at all. Oh, it's fine. I'll put it back on when...
That's my favorite.
Drive him right out of his mind.
Show them my room tone.
Recording room ambience requires absolute silence that makes Jones nuts when people don't cooperate.
Quiet, guys. Can you hold on real quick?
I'm sure trying. I need it absolutely silent. I'm a miserable sad man. I'm trying to get room tech.
I'm waiting. I just need 5 seconds. And I don't need it.
Host needs it.
Yeah, you can mess with Jones all you want, but make no mistake, he will get you back.
Jones, could you ask somebody to pull this bucket out? Anyone, Jones, anyone who's close, if they can pull this bucket up, that'd be great. Jones, for sakes, take off your gear and crawl up on this thing and yank this bucket out.
I can bug Jones a lot, but he and Barsky, they take it to a whole new level.
That's our audio guy down there. He's perpetually grumpy.
Why are you talking
grumpy
in the middle of dialogue?
He's waiting for somebody to cut.
Wait for a cut point. You just said
Jones
it,
actually comes out of Hollywood. He's worked on a lot of big shows. So when he doesn't hear things like action,
what did we miss?
We're cut. He gets very confused right now. It? Dave, as you know, would argue with a red brick. See, it's just so much fun to watch. It's like wind-up dolls. Or if you could sell anything, a bitter, hairy wind-up doll, You'd have Jones and Barsky.
So why don't you just put it on the outside?
Do you really want to have a serious conversation about this, or are you just trying to rouse me?
No.
Okay, because I'll explain it.
Rouse.
I know.
For sure.
But can you humor me? I'm trying to.
What I'm saying is,
I just hope that one of these days Jones and Barsky will learn how to communicate like the mature, grown men they are.
What makes Chris Jones so valuable to us is the fact that he's willing to do whatever it takes to help us get the scene done. In an age of specialists, Chris Jones is still a generalist. Sure, he's great at his specific job, but Chris Jones will put on any hat you hand him and pretty much any outfit. Jones, maybe you should drive.
Need a truck driver to round up reindeer? Jones will do it. And he'll do it at the same time he fiddles with all his sound man knobs. And he'll do it with a good attitude. Need a window washer to risk his life dangling 400 feet in the air because your lead cameraman is getting the dry heaves? Jones will do it. The more equipment he carries, the happier he is.
Well, if this works out, this is how Jones gets a raise. People ask me all the time, you know, how do you advance in this crazy business? And this is one way to do it. You're an audio guy 1 minute, and then somebody tosses you a camera, and you jump off a 400-foot building. Just like that. See what I mean? So much more than just an audio technician. He's Chris Jones. How are the acoustics in here, Jones?
Very flattering, Mike.
In your professional opinion, would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 for me right now? With a number, please?
It's 10 to sing.
Well, we're not singing, Jones. We're just a couple of guys talking.
Yeah.
And you're just a guy with some very hairy arms that slipped into a maid outfit. And you know what? A lot of guys would be very uncomfortable doing that. A lot of guys would be uncomfortable as well, rappelling down the side of a 50-story high-rise who aren't trained in mountaineering, but Jones did what had to be done without a second thought. And for that, he will always have my gratitude. And besides, we don't care about what makes people comfortable. We look for discomfort. And when we find it, we cozy up to it. We put our arm around it. We snuggle up. We give it a kiss. Sometimes we even crawl underneath it.
That's why we hired Jones. And boy, you will fit just about anywhere.
Sounding good to you guys?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely and talented Chris Jones, King of the Crawlers.
What the hell is this?
Good Lord, dude, there's somebody wound you up. Came in here like Stretch Armstrong.
Coming up, hanging out with Troy Papp.
Why aren't you doing this, Mike?
50 stories high.
The mistakes, however.
And later.
All the time.
Ah! Whoa! It's a steady string of screw-ups.
Your cuticles are going to thank you.
Too. Yes. Ow. Ow. What the heck? Did I just hit the camera? Did Troy actually get a shot of the very, very tip top of the back of my head going in? You're so thorough. You know, every time Doug goes away for a couple days and you take over, it's like, you're right on it. Yeah, that was my head bouncing right off of Troy's lens. Let me tell you why that happened. Normally, when I'm working on dirty jobs and I move my head up quickly, this happens. I see Doug. So, that particular day, Troy was filling in for Doug. But unlike Doug, Troy doesn't move very fast. Troy doesn't talk very fast. Troy is known for his meticulousness, his excellence, his patience, and his methodicability. That may not be a word, but I can assure you of this. If you don't embrace Troy's deliberateness, you're going to hit your head.
Keep in mind that there's different levels of severity when you select the Doppler radar. Like, you could be looking at the best one or the worst one. I know on underground.com you can select like different stages of sensitivity on the overlay.
What are you talking about?
Doppler radar. There are so many shades of gray, especially when it comes to the weather. It's a very variable situation.
Very variable.
And the degree at which it can change can never be predetermined.
This is how he orders in a restaurant,
therefore,
by the way.
It
takes forever.
Be cautious and actually saying that it's a determinable thing, of course, is questionable, always in doubt. So it's best
Shut
to
up.
Be careful, very cautious.
The only content we have.
Doppler radar.
Troy, I'm sorry, you broke up through some of that. Could you just run through that again for me? Over.
Troy, would your color temperature ever be affected by the actual outside temperature?
In relative terms, yes. In absolute terms, no.
The hell does that mean?
You should ask for an explanation.
Okay, in relative terms, I'm curious, but in absolute terms, I doubt I'm going to be satisfied.
In absolute terms, this is a constant. This is unchanging. If you set it at 5600, that is.
5600.
Then it will always have that same perceived quality. However, the color of the sky, the characteristic of the sky is going to look different
perceived?
Now. Say,
what is it, Jeff Chaucer?
Troy is just as methodical with the weather report as he is ordering a beer. Which is why I thought he would be ideally suited to be a bartender in Horn's Bar here in Mackinac. Horn's Bar is one of the first bars to reopen after Prohibition was lifted. And ever since, it's been filled with lots of thirsty people who know exactly what they want. I thought it would be interesting for them to order a beer from a guy who was in no great hurry to get it. Actually, Troy's deliberateness is exactly what makes him so valuable to Dirty Jobs. Because the list of cameramen who can actually do what you're about to see Troy do? Very short.
Yeah, we're just working on this season's version of what not to do if you're a cameraman. We went ahead and let Troy take care of the first chapter. Right now he's demonstrating how not to get on top of a platform. First thing you want to do is climb up there without being tied off. Second thing you want to do is get up there and realize that the trapdoor is a fuse shut. Third thing you want to do is throw your $50,000 camera through an opening and then back over your head. Oh, dear.
Yeah, not you.
Oh, no, you.
Actually, most of the time, unlike Doug,
Troy is more concerned with his camera safety than his own. At a high-rise condo in Hawaii, Troy didn't really seem to think twice about sitting in a tiny bosun's chair 50 stories above the ground. Block and tackling himself sideways with a 30-pound camera strapped to his waist.
Why are you doing this, Mike?
I don't know. I just know that all of a sudden I became a cameraman and you are the guy who's doing it. So, and I'm just keeping a nice, steady single shot on you, pushing it every so often. Slightly out of focus. You know the way you do it. Look at Troy. Absolutely unflappable. Troy Paff will not be rushed, even when duty calls. I love that about him. Of course, when nature calls, duty becomes something else altogether different. Then you'll see Troy hustle. Then you'll see Troy get the let out.
It's coming up, guys. Coming up.
Last night, here in Maine, we had ourselves a little lobster extravaganza, Troy, fair to say?
You could call it that.
Yeah, we ate five, maybe six lobster tails apiece, completely out of hand. See, the fun thing about coming to Maine is that you're really in the middle of nowhere, and there are really no facilities to speak of. So, to sum up, you're going to crawl in the woods there and make a little pile of disappointment.
Can I go now?
I wish you would. Actually, go in about 3 minutes. Situate yourself first. You can tell by the shortness of his stride. He's moving with extreme purpose. Typically, at this point, I would stop talking. But on this show, we take you further. On this show, we want to see more. We want to experience everything Troy's experiencing. We want to take you, the viewer, to a place that not only you've never been before, but to a place you never, ever want to go. Let's watch. Oh, my goodness. Holy smokes, look at that. Unbelievable. The man doesn't even need paper.
I really do need them.
You really do? Troy's going deeper into the woods. While the crew and I watch from the brush, Troy will attempt to bag the elusive brown barking spider. Good luck, Troy. Coming up.
What in the hell kind of pose is this? Like some sort of awful pinup girl.
Dave's passion for great camera angles.
I think he's going to break one of his short, stubby little legs.
Endangers everyone.
Boy doesn't wear underpants. Now he's overtopping me with his camera.
And later.
I'm locked out.
It's infected.
So many things go wrong.
It's so annoying.
I totally lose it.
If you'd asked me questions about what frustrates me about the business of making television, I could have talked ad nauseam.
The boys are going to show him how to pick.
No, it's going to be you and Justin.
Oh, okay.
Don't try to out-direct me, okay?
You ready?
No. I'll let you know. Have a smoke.
I'll let you know. He can't be trusted.
Every morning at the Grand Hotel, a guy named Dan climbs to the top of the cupola to raise the American flag. Now, I thought this would be not only the perfect job, but also the perfect therapy for someone who struggles on a daily basis with height issues. Go ahead and take a wild guess.
Here's the flag, Dave.
Hold on.
When I think of the words fearless, bold, courageous, unflinching, there's only one name that comes to mind.
Keep your balance, guys.
Dave has issues with the high places because he's used to being so close to the ground, you see. When you throw up, will it be in your hands or are you going to go?
I don't throw up. I don't know what
will happen.
Do.
Will your little lip do that thing it does?
That's why we have these handrails here for passengers like Dave.
Yeah, that's good.
Dave, hold very still. I'm going to probe you and measure you at the same time. Dave is 4'8" tall.
Any moment now, Barsky will be emerging from the wrapped boat
as he signs. There's a leg.
He's thinking that the dock is probably this close.
Yes. They're awkward. Now he's panicking. He doesn't know where. He's close, but he doesn't know he's close. Now he's going with his other leg. Maybe that one's longer. Or maybe I should come out head first. Having my baby.
Like little Zacchaeus in the Bible stories, who needed to climb a tree to see what was going on, Dave also has to climb things to even hope of getting a clear shot with his little camera. Those irritating big tall cameramen, Doug and Troy, keep getting in his way.
What in the hell kind of pose is this, honestly? Like some sort of awful pinup girl. And, oh dear. You know those rolled in?
Those are rollers.
Yeah.
He's going to break his neck on those rollers. But he's going to break one of his short, stubby little legs.
Dave's short, stubby little legs do get him into trouble sometimes. But they're not the greatest threat Dave poses to the crew.
Boy doesn't wear underpants. It's the middle of summer, you got no underwear on. Now he's overtopping me with his camera.
It's tough to concentrate on your job knowing that any minute Dave can have a wardrobe malfunction.
Now, Barsky's comfort zone ends about 6 inches off the ground. So right now, Dave is maybe 120 feet north of comfortable. How's it going up there, buddy?
Okay.
You're not going to throw up on Dan or anything, are you?
I can't say no.
Dave doesn't really know what to do right now, and that's unusual for him because as a field producer on the show, it's his job to always know what we're going into next. Now, on a show without a script, that's pretty much impossible, but if you're Barsky, you got to try anyway. You got to try, Dave.
Yeah.
Scouting a location before shooting is a critical part of Dave's job. Just to make sure things will go swimmingly.
So this is how we scout Dirty Jobs. We got Ryan and Doug on camera, of course. Making sure it doesn't rain tomorrow when that guy Mike shows up. He's such a pansy.
I think it's getting closer.
Oh, yes it is. Oh, my God.
Scouting. It's a concept that we employ almost all of the time. And when we put it into place properly, we're not surprised by the conditions best described as unanticipated. When you don't scout, you suddenly find yourself 10 miles off the road in the middle of nowhere, being slowly eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Can someone please get me some bug spray?
I already got like 50 bites.
Yeah, I'm going to come up behind you here.
Oh, dude.
You'll be all right. You'll be better off.
This is actually the perfect metaphor for Dave, this whole job right now, because as a producer, he needs to have a top-down view of all that goes on around him. Unfortunately, he is vertically challenged, and he suffers from this dysfunctional relationship with heights.
Wait a minute. What are you doing? Hold on a second.
If it doesn't work out, Barsky, luckily, can always fall back on his people skills and his unique ability to communicate with his fellow man.
When setting up a complicated shot, Dave's communication with the cameraman is critical to make sure everyone's on the same page.
Thank you for telling me that I had plenty of time to look at it, but I did not because I was trying to provide this to see where
they're fighting.
He is right next to the yellow line then on that side of the train or on the opposite side of the train.
Doug, which is worse for you personally, not shooting the shot after taking the time to set it up or shooting it and not having it used at all in the edit bay?
Neither. You said you had it under control when I told you that a while ago.
The anatomy of a shot is fascinating.
Only with Dave's precise communication can shooting a scene go smoothly and safely.
Is that Barsky about to fall through the roof? All helicopter pilots communicate in this manner. This represents the chopper, and this represents roll and all sorts of other things. Dave doesn't understand any of this at all, but his job is to pretend as though it all makes perfect sense to him. Just confirmed a series of moves and camera angles that were going to happen regardless of Dave's input. But now everyone's involved and everyone feels like a plan is in place. So essentially, Dave just earned his money.
It's tempting sometimes to step in and give Dave a hand communicating, but that's not always received in the same spirit it's given.
I'm just saying, hey, they're playing with things too dark, and I'm
that, yeah.
Not supposed to be clear.
If it's too dark, you know, you're going backgrounds.
I understand that. I'm saying
I think
a little darker.
Ideally, a little darker than you
normally
go.
Do you want to do the show with teeth?
I would, mine?
Yeah.
All right. Ideally. I'm just here to learn.
All right, I think we're ready.
I think we're ready.
Am I good?
I really say we could do this now.
My name's Dave Barsky, and today, this is my job.
Sometimes I kind of get the creepy feeling.
Now get ready to get dirty.
That Dave just wants to be me.
Oh, what is that? Oh, jeez.
That he'd really like to have my job.
And make sure, sure it's a sad one, but it's also the necessary one.
I'm just glad he's not behind the camera today.
I'm most at a marble mine in Carlock.
Tell you the truth.
It just sticks to the other one. How do you do that?
There are days when I wouldn't mind giving it to him.
I went.
Coming up.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
I wish somebody would tell me who all these people are.
Where am I again?
And what I'm supposed to be doing.
What are you exactly here? What about me, you wonder? How will Mike supplement his income during this hiatus period? I'll be a beautician here at the Seventh Heaven Salon and Spa right on the island. I'll be administering manicures and pedicures, rubbing people's feet, removing body hair from complete strangers. I'll be starting with Greg Brandon. Greg is our coordinator. What do you do exactly on the show, Greg?
Pretty much anything you tell me to do, Mike.
Greg will do whatever you ask him. He'll get you from here to there. He'll make sure you've got a belly full of coffee. The show ought to be called Dirty Jobs with Greg Brandon, because without coffee, we're dead. Anyhow, I'm going to express my appreciation by rubbing your feet. I know it's weird. I'm not comfortable with it either, but I thought maybe I could help by making Greg wear a mask of me. This was made by my friend Toby Sells in Atlanta when we were doing the zombie piece a long time ago. If you wouldn't mind slipping that on. I don't know if it's going to make things better or worse, but just the idea of rubbing another man's feet is mildly off-putting and unnatural. And
is this going to help, Mike?
No, it actually makes it worse, but just go with it. Hmm. Being unnatural, feeling screwed up, that's really what this show is all about. So I'm not about to shy away from it now. In fact, so many of the people that I meet in this show are freaked out by the very fact that they're being asked to be on camera. The least I can do is something that makes me feel as weird as they probably do when I interview them. So with that in mind, embrace the weirdness.
Now, what are you going to ask me before I hand you this stuff?
Beats
okay,
me, man.
What is this out here? Or yeah. Just say, I've just got a job for you. What should I say?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't worry about it, really. He's going to come out of that. I'm going to say whatever pops into my big stupid head, and you'll respond. Hit me with it once, just so I can understand what went on here.
I'm not going to hit you.
Spank me. No, could you spank me with a dead duck?
No, I'm not going to.
I'll give you a dollar. $5. That belt thing you got going on all day. What's up with that, by the way?
The belt? Oh, yeah. Just the way things are. You know, this is not a fashion show here. You know?
Oh. All right, so this is a... By the way, we're not shooting.
Okay, tell me when we are.
We're just chatting.
We're just chatting.
We've come to that place. There's virtually no difference between our rehearsal and our performance.
Well, that's kind of the way it looks on TV.
Is this working for you, Mike?
It's Greg.
No. It's Mike.
Whatever.
It can get confusing out there. So many people, so much conversation, so much back and forth. Sometimes it's easy to forget what you're doing, who you're talking to, especially who you're talking to.
Oops, back there a little bit. They're having a ball, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They laugh at just about anybody's pain, don't they?
They laugh at a red brick, honestly.
Maybe get that by hand now. And we got one more right up there, I think. And that's it, we're done.
Are we? Hey, what's your full name?
Richard Trost.
Richard Trost, huh?
Yep. Don't tell anybody that.
Don't worry. I have learned if you want good answers, though, you have to ask the right question to the right guy. And, I'm sorry, what the hell is your name again? Rob. Rob. 3, 2, 1. I have learned if you want good answers, though, you have to ask the right questions to the right guy. And this is Rob Holmes, and he's the... What are you exactly here? Thanks for having us out here. By out here, I mean... Where am I again?
Besides forgetting who I'm talking to or where I am, it's easy to forget how dangerous some of these jobs can be.
Lost a couple of toenails, broke a finger, cracked a rib, fused my contact lenses to my eyeballs with a blast furnace and melted off my eyelashes.
How ugly is that? It's infected. Conjunctivitis, pink eye. I don't know what it is.
The rest of the mistakes, however, are sharp. And if you're not careful... They'll make you bleed. Yeah, it got me straight to the bone, dude.
Everything's fine. Nothing to see here.
A lot of the screw-ups that happen on this show aren't really dangerous. They're just stupid and irritating.
Whoa! Man, I put my frickin' foot in the sleeve.
This is an elevator building. And today, I'm locked out. Son of a...
Some days it's like an unseen force is just trying to mess with me.
And the sun. It is so annoying.
Other days, it's machines and technology that are out to get me.
Environmentally, oh, you son of a... They thought that my attitude... I just have to sit here waiting for this compressor to go off again. My life curve can now be measured out in little teaspoons of frustration and disappointment. If it's not a compressor, it's a jet. If it's not a jet, it's a battery that runs out of juice. If it's not a battery that runs out of juice, it's a tape in Doug's camera. If it's not a tape in Doug's camera, it's one in Troy's, or maybe Dan's, or maybe Dave's. Maybe it's a battery in my stupid pack right here. If you'd ask me questions about what frustrates me about the business of making television, I could have talked ad nauseum. All I can do is sit here and wait for that compressor to stop, which it has. You see, Herb? All you have to do is blaspheme a little, and you'll get what you want.
To be honest, I can blame a lot on technology, but if it wasn't for my mouth and my memory...
Of pure maple syrup right there.
Our shooting days would be a whole lot shorter.
What really is called for is a language that has words in it that you all can understand. Not that schmooty boot crap that I just did.
Can't, what is it? What if the tanks are not clean, too clean?
Dirty, clean, yellow, white, and blue.
Aren't slobbering all over themselves to clean up knob lick.
Slobbering all over knob lick.
Getting their hands around knob lick.
Cleaning up a clay... I don't know what a clave is. Regardless of your color preference, ground or brain, brown. This is another insightful letter from...
But there are times when it seems that my fleeting moments of creative genius just aren't appreciated.
She goes home to the bats.
You do it again?
I just feel like you're taking a C+ when I've got, you know, A- material. 20 years of experience versus, what, 8?
I bid you a fond adieu. Dave, you care to add anything?
I said you could stop talking. You just can't stop, though, can you?
How long have you been drinking your own pee? And how is it feeling?
It's called auto-urine therapy, and it's very helpful.
That's right.
Very therapeutic. You're spitting on me.
I'm spitting on you?
Am I
spitting
back, please?
Drinking your urine and accusing me of spitting. Well, there you go. The fellas are gainfully, albeit temporarily, employed. And that makes me feel good. True, they're not pursuing the career of their dreams, but hey, work is work. And nowadays, a good job is any job that pays the bills. Anyhow, it's nice to know that the fellas have something to fall back on when the curtain finally does come down for real on this little show. For now, keep it dirty. And do me a favor, if you see somebody out there walking around who looks like me, tell me I said hello. Okay, that's weird. You're fired.
Oh, yeah. So you see right there. See right here, Doug has clearly crapped himself.
That's a good one, Doug.
A lot of guys would have waited to get in the bathroom, but whatever.
Oh, you bad sound man. Your hands are so soft yet powerful.
Hey, Troy, forget about it. I don't want that angle anymore.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready for action.
What's happening? I fell asleep. I want to go home. It burns my pee, and I'm peeing.
All right, super weird now that you're still watching.